The year is 2019. President Julius Malema thumps his fist on the lectern and roars, "South Africa shall never be a colony again." He whips up the crowd into a patriotic frenzy with chants about the hated Boers. He promises, "We will drive the white man from the land. We will drive him from the mines. We will drive him from the boardrooms. Africa for the Africans." This is the nightmare future that haunts many South Africans, black and white. They regard Malema as a clown, a loudmouth, and a bully. But they increasingly fear that he really could follow Nelson Mandela in going from the African National Congress Youth League to President of the Republic. The man they compare him with is not Mandela, but neighbouring Zimbabwe president-cum-dictator Robert Mugabe. More fuel was poured on that fire last weekend when Malema, a not-that-youthful 29, visited Mugabe and promised that South Africa would emulate his policy of land seizures. A cartoon in South Africa's The Star newspaper showed Malema at a school desk, watching admiringly as Mugabe, in mortarboard and gown, pointed to a blackboard and the chalked words, "How to destroy a country." Meanwhile, the beating to death of Eugene Tablanche, the white supremacist, was blamed by some on Malema's insistent chanting of an apartheid-era protest song containing the words, "Shoot the Boer," banned by courts as hate speech. Everywhere, it seems, there are potholes in the road that portend the end of civilization. Everywhere, there are Cassandras whispering that the rise of this demagogue son of the township presages the fall of Troy. I shared a dinner table in a ballroom at the Michelangelo Hotel in Johannesburg last week with several black middle-class South Africans, including a lawyer, a marketing executive, a political consultant, and a public relations specialist. The conversation was varied and jovial, but weighted with the dread that Zimbabwe's ruined economy and blood-soaked politics might be a glimpse of South Africa's own future. This came from a sense that Malema is in fact onto something, giving a voice to the millions of black South Africans who feel cheated by the promise of multiracial democracy. "What's the point of voting if you're poor?" he asks, arguing that the political revolution of 1994 must now be followed by an economic one. One guest said, "I went into a toilet and saw some graffiti on a wall. I've never forgotten it. It said, 'Blacks have Nelson Mandela, so they think they're free. Pathetic race.'" Another remarked, "I have a Zimbabwean friend. He says, 'At least we're trying. It was always going to be painful, but we're getting there. Look at your townships. You South Africans haven't even started.'" The sentiment is born of frustration that South Africa's black economic empowerment program has gone awry, creating a few bling millionaires, but leaving the majority behind. One diner observed that the only way to get rich is to be white, or a crony of the ascendant faction within the ANC. I suggested that South Africa has democratic safeguards against a Mugabe-style despot, including a robust constitution and vociferous opposition, civil society, and media. And whereas Zimbabwe has been ruled by one man for 30 years, the ANC is already on to its fourth president, having ousted Thabo Mbeki against his will. Not everyone was impressed. A fellow guest countered, "But it's not just about Mugabe. There is an elite around him who won't want to let go, even when he dies. The same could be said about the ANC, if they're ever threatened at an election." We were at a dinner organised by South Africa's The Times and Sunday Times newspapers. Inevitably, in the panel discussion, Malema was the first subject that came up. This is a man who probably gets more coverage than Barack Obama, David Beckham and Brangelina rolled into one. Mondli Makanye, editor of the Sunday Times, was asked why. Makanye pointed out that Malema, who burst onto the scene saying, "We are prepared to kill for Jacob Zuma," is now much more than a political celebrity for celebrity's own sake. The ANC Youth League is cohesive and influential and played a key role in getting Zuma elected. People in the ANC are afraid of him. The journalist went on to make an intriguing and chilling comparison. "There was a guy who lived in a country in Europe back in the 20s and 30s and into the 40s. That particular person was a demagogue, and he was allowed to rise because people didn't actually take him seriously. And then eventually, by the time he was finished what he was doing, millions and millions of people were dead. So I think by reporting on Julius's demagoguery and actually having it out there, people judge him. I think now what you are finding in the society is people are judging Julius very harshly. People within the ANC are turning on Julius. I actually think that Julius will self-destruct in the next few years. There were a few murmurs of agreement tinged with wishful thinking. Later, dipping a spoon into his dessert, one guest said, "Malema for president? Never. I will personally kill him before that happens." I wasn't entirely sure he was joking.